The Food and Drug Administration requested fresh human fetal tissue from aborted babies in order to create mice with a functioning human immune system. The FDA signed a contract on July 25th with Advanced Bioscience Resources, a nonprofit organization in Alameda, California, to obtain human fetal tissue. According to the General Services Administration, taxpayers footed a $15,900 bill for the FDA to obtain the samples of aborted babies. CNS News reported that the FDA implants human stem cell, liver, and thymus into severely immune-compromised mice to create, quote, humanized mice. The Family Research Council petitioned the House Appropriations Committee to pass a bill prohibiting the Department of Health and Human Services from funding research that uses fetal tissue from aborted babies. The FDA defended itself in a statement, saying, "Research involving human fetal tissue accounts for a very small fraction of the FDA's total research." The FDA said it is committed to ensuring that its research is conducted responsibly, conforms with all legal requirements, and meets the highest ethical standards. For Radio America, I'm Joshua Paladino.